Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Off the ball.
Rugby.
I think there's a bit of a concern around, you know, are we ever going to break America with rugby? It's like not in a big way. Not in a big way. They're American football obsessed.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome along to Friday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll hear from both Irish sides on a mixed night in Europe. Waterford and Bray play tonight for a place in the top division in the League of Ireland next season, and Liverpool receive a timely injury boost ahead of Sunday's trip to Manchester City. Shelburne captain Mark Coyle says they're fed up of hard luck stories after last night's loss to Drita in the Conference League. James Norris was sent off in the first half for Shells in their 1-0 loss at Tallaght Stadium. 2 weeks ago, Shells conceded a late goal to lose 1-0 away to Skendea. It leaves them at 1 point in the league phase of the competition with 3 games to play. Norris was shown a straight red after VAR stepped in, and manager Joey O'Brien says it was a key moment in the match.
You're down to 10 men in Europe for... Yeah, as I said, I think with the added time and stuff like that, you're probably looking at nearly 90 minutes. Yeah, we stuck at it, set it out really well. Don't think we gave up too many chances, had a couple of crosses and stuff like that. So obviously to concede the goal we did with like sort of double deflection was a killer, really. And the chances we had still to not score, yeah, it's really disappointing.
Shells will now turn their attention to the final 3 games in the Conference League against AZ Alkmaar, Crystal Palace and Chelyea. Shamrock Rovers picked up a point away to AEK Athens with a 1-1 draw in the Greek capital, but they almost came away with all three. Graham Burke put Rovers ahead in the first half from the penalty spot. AEK were awarded a penalty of their own late on for a handball by Danny Grant, a decision that Stephen Bradley described as terrible. Luka Jovic put the penalty away. Rovers will now focus on Sunday's FAI Cup final against Cork City, as Rovers look to complete a first domestic double since 1987. Bradley says his side won't take Cork for granted despite their relegation.
I'm sure it will be. It wasn't such a big upset for us. We knew that would be a really difficult game. And even going to Cork, we knew that would be a difficult game. And they were excellent on the night, won quite comfortably on the night. I'm sure, like you said, they will use the motivation of everyone talking about us as a chance to do a double. And I would do the same if I was in their shoes, so you have to understand that point of view. But again, what they do is entirely up to them, and they've got a right to prepare and motivate however they see fit. We'll focus on us and what we do.
Cork will be hoping to win a first FAI Cup since 2017 when they lifted it 2 years in a row. They beat Dundalk in the 2016 and 17 finals. Seanie Maguire famously scored the winner for Cork in the 2016 decider, and the Kilkenny man is back at the club he calls home. Maguire told Red FM's Rory O'Hagan that days like Sunday are why you play the game.
Yeah, this is why you play the game, to hopefully create these great memories like we've already done at Aviva. As I said before, this week, it can be a pretty long week, you know, doing things like this and talking to yourself, Rory. Look, it's brilliant. The whole build-up to it, I said to all the boys, just soak it all in, because some of these lads, it might be their first and last time playing in a cup final. Obviously, I've been lucky to play in, well, my second one to be involved in, pretty much. But yeah, it's brilliant. Family, friends, coming from all parts of the world to play in the biggest stage in League of Ireland football, especially how the league campaign has kind of sort of fizzled out. It's one that we've a lot to kind of salvage from, and hopefully we can bring this trophy back to Cork on Sunday night.
And remember, you can keep up to date with that game this coming Sunday and Off the Ball from 1 o'clock. We'll have Ben Symes to keep you updated throughout the day. Tonight, the makeup of next season's Premier and First Divisions will be decided. Waterford take on Bray Wanderers in the relegation promotion playoff at Talca Park. It's Bray's second year in a row in the playoff final. Waterford interim boss Matt Lawler says they can't be complacent.
All the lads watched the game against Treaty.
and showed the good players. Some of them have played with players like Killian Cantwell and Harvey Warren, and then like obviously the boy Brennan that was at Shamrock Rovers with Conan. They've been in the underage Ireland squads together, some of them. So there's a knowledge base of the players and that they are good. So the complacency won't be there from any point of us. So the performance will be dictated by obviously on the day, but there won't be a complacency in our prep. Absolutely zero chance of that happening.
That game at Talca Park kicks off at 7:45. Ireland boss Heimir Hallgrímsson will be hoping for no more injuries this weekend in the final round of league matches for his players before next week's World Cup qualifiers against Portugal and Hungary. He named a fairly depleted squad of 25 players yesterday. Celtic striker Johnny Kenny was left out though, which was a surprise given the doubts over the fitness of Evan Ferguson. Hallgrímsson did clarify that Kenny was on his standby list. Last night on the football show and Off the Ball, Vinnie Perth joined Will O'Callaghan and he was critical of Hallgrímsson's decision not to pick the Sligo man.
Right, so he's next in line if Evan Ferguson is out, so he's on standby at the moment. Again, pretty much everything that Heimir Hallgrímsson has said there points to picking him. He's the faith of his manager since Martin Neal has come in. He's scoring goals, he's in form, yet he doesn't get called up.
Well, I'm not... like, so I'm listening to that clip, I can't see it visually. There's a little bit of guessing going on there. I'm sorry, that's
he's not,
like...
He's not a poacher though either, is he?
No, he's not. One thing he did get, he likes to go in behind, to be fair to Johnny Kenny. I think his build-up play has improved since he went, actually, ironically, the loan move to Shamrock Rovers really improved because of their style of play. I felt that was the final piece of his jigsaw. I've always spoken really highly of him in terms of the next level. He's on that stepping stone. Celtic could potentially be a brilliant club for him because they need, like, because they're not going out and spending 20 million, 30 million on players, they need to develop sort of their own. So he's a great opportunity there. But manager didn't sound really sure about Johnny Kenny there for me. And that goes back to my original point. Get your off your backside, get yourself over to England, watch games, get to training grounds.
You can listen back to that chat now in your OTB football podcast feed. You can also become a member and sign up at offtheball.com/join.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Elsewhere last night in Europe, in the Europa League, Aston Villa beat Maccabi Tel Aviv 2-0 at Villa Park. 11 people were arrested outside the ground. There were no away fans inside the stadium. On the pitch, Dutch pair Ian Maatsen and Danielle Malen got the goals for Unai Emery's side. The Villa boss said that he couldn't get into the politics.
So they respect everything, but I can't speak here about politics, about the decision outside of football. It's my decision and I respect everything, but I only want to speak because only I know football.
Celtic lost 3-1 to Midtjylland in Denmark. Liam Scales played the full 90 minutes. Johnny Kenny came off at half-time. It was the first defeat for Martin O'Neill since his return as interim manager. Nottingham Forest were held to a scoreless draw away to Austrian side Sturm Graz. Morgan Gibbs-White missed a penalty for Forest. Rangers lost 2-0 to Roma at Ibrox to leave them bottom without a point. Manager Danny Rowles says they're focusing on keeping their promising domestic form going.
For me, and this was a big message after this game today, the focus is now on Sunday, take 3 wins in a row in the league. And of course, in the future, we want to win such big games. But at the moment, we see where we are and we know where we want to go.
Robbie Keane's Ferencváros side are third in the standings thanks to a 3-1 win over Ludogorets. And former Manchester United winger Anthony scored the second for Real Betis in their 2-0 win over Lyon. In the other Conference League games, Crystal Palace manager Oliver Glasner says their 3-1 win at home to AZ Alkmaar was crucial to his side's chances of reaching the knockout rounds. The FA Cup holders bounced back from a surprise loss to AEK Larnaca in their last European outing at Selhurst Park. Glasner's feeling optimistic about their chances of progressing to the next stage.
It's a huge difference if you have 6 points after three games or 3 points. The first 24 will qualify. To be realistic, it looks like this should happen. And that is always goal number one.
Troy Parrott played 74 minutes and played a key role in setting up the goal for Alkmaar. Andrew Omabamadeli played the full 90 minutes for Strasbourg in their 2-1 win over Haken. Alexander Isak could feature for Liverpool in Sunday's game away to Manchester City. Arne Slot has said the Swede is training today and is also set to travel with the Sweden national team for their crucial World Cup qualifiers next week. Another piece of good news for the Premier League champions is that goalkeeper Alisson will be back after the international break. Slot says Isak still needs more time to get fully fit and firing.
I know that I said 3 weeks ago his pre-season has ended, so now it's time for us to see where he is. But I have to come back to those words, because if you're 3 weeks only with the rehab, that doesn't bring you back to the levels he was 3 weeks ago.
Manchester United boss Ruben Amorim admits they have to improve defensively if they want to reach their goals this season. They've kept just one clean sheet in the Premier League so far. Amorim's side travel to Tottenham tomorrow, and he says it's a concern.
Yeah, it's a problem, especially if you see the league nowadays, especially when you have talented players. If you defend well, in one opportunity you can score a goal and win a game. We need to defend better, we need to be more aggressive, and that is a thing that we need to improve.
Real Madrid's Jude Bellingham and Manchester City's Phil Foden have both been recalled to the England squad. There's also a first call-up for Bournemouth midfielder Alex Scott. Adam Morton of Crystal Palace is included as well. Brighton striker Danny Welbeck and Nottingham Forest playmaker Morgan Gibbs-White both miss out. And Middlesbrough have cancelled today's pre-match press conference with manager Rob Edwards amid interest from Wolves. The Premier League club had a formal approach to speak to their former defender about the managerial vacancy at Molineux rejected yesterday. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more next week.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.